Tech has been a really good third down team all season long. Last week was, you know, 1 for 14. You guys cannot be happy with that. Any one thing you can point to, or just was a situation where just...
I don't know the exact numbers, but I think a lot of them were third and 10 plus.
About five.
Yeah. So 30 plus percent were 10 plus. So anytime you're in those situations, it's not going to be easy. We did have a fourth down conversions, which kind of negates one of the third downs, or adds on to 2 for 15, if you want to call it. Not that it's winning football by any means, but we got to be better. We know we have to be better as an offense. Third down in the red zone is what we emphasize all offseason. We've been great at both of those situations. Last game wasn't great by any means. It was not good. It was horrible. And we have this week and then a week of practice and then another game to get it right. So it's hopefully it's an outlier of a game, and it's not going to be a trend that continues, and we're going to do everything we can to make it so it is an outlier.
When you watch the film overall, do you just feel like you left too many plays on the field, or what were your takeaways from watching that?
Super inconsistent. Couldn't really get anything going, especially in the second half. We had the one drive early. We had the drive before the half. Those kind of were the only two that we had. Second half defense pretty much bailed us out. Five turnovers as a defense is amazing. It's not something that you can count on each and every week, though. So as an offense, we got to step up. We're not in panic mode by any means, though. We have the guys, the players here to ultimately get the job done. And we're excited for this week against the Cowboys. We're going into the game trying to win this football game. That's all we're focused on right now.
Zach, you and Brent have played with Nick before, so you have a little level of comfort with him that maybe some of the other guys don't have. Do you feel for some of the other receivers who kind of have to forge that chemistry now? And
yeah, I mean, it's never easy. It doesn't matter how familiar you are. It was a couple years ago that we were with Nick, completely different offense with me. Brent was here with him for a year under pretty much the same offense, but it's hard building the chemistry at this point of the season. Luckily, we had a full off season and a summer training camp to kind of build some of those reps. But I think we're all adjusting on the fly. It's not going to be perfect right now, but that's kind of where we're building, hopefully, in the next couple weeks. We got a lot of trust, a lot of faith in Nick. He's the quarterback. He's the guy that we want in this situation right now. There's no other quarterback I look out there and say, man, he should be here right now. Nick is the guy that should be here. He's the guy that we have the most confidence in this situation.
It's a unique situation given that you guys haven't worked with him much, so you could use the reps, but you've got a meaningless game and then a bye week coming up. So how much do you think you need to work in true game action to not get rusty here?
Yeah, I mean, I need to work however long Doug wants me to be out there. I'm confident that he's going to come up with the exact play amount that he wants for some of the guys, whether it be half the game, a full game. I'm going into the game expecting to play the full game. That's kind of the outlook I have. I'm not going in there saying, man, I should only be out there 20 plays or whatnot. I'm going in there expecting to play a full game, and then if he takes me out earlier, he takes me out earlier.
How important is it to get those live game reps? You know, it's obvious you guys haven't played your best football the last couple weeks, so is it important to get those live game reps?
I thought we played great against the Giants as an offense. We had a lot of short fields, so the yardage numbers weren't there, but as an offense, I thought we played really well. Against the Raiders, obviously, bad ball. I think the live reps are extremely important in the sense that you only get so much in practice. The tempo is not the same as a game, so in order to be on the same page with Nick, you kind of have to get those live reps. And we're not really going against the one defense right now in practice at this point in the year ever, really. I'm sure in the bye week we'll get a little more ones against the ones, but right now at this point in the year you don't really see too much of that. So I think the game on Sunday is going to be extremely important, I'm excited about it.
What does it say about the offense that you guys had the struggles throughout the course of the game, but when you needed those game-winning points, you were able to pull out?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's big. No matter how you win, you want to make the play so you can win the football game, whether it be you played horrible for 58 minutes and you're able to succeed the last 2 minutes and win the game. That's what we have to do, especially this time of year. It's never going to be easy to win. It's never going to be perfect. There's no such thing as a pretty football game this time of year. Every game's competitive. Every team is good this time of year. So we're excited about the opportunity on Sunday, and whenever the team needs me or the offense to make a play, we're going to make it.